My name is Caleb Kirby. I am 16 years old. Today's date is November 26, 2017, and I'm speaking with my pop, who is my grandpa. We're recording in Burleson, Texas. All right, pop, can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
I can tell you about my grandparents. The thing I remember most about them is my granddad was a rural postal carrier. I used to go visit him in the summertime and always went with him for about a week to deliver mail all the time.
Where at?
It was out in West Texas in a town called Mundy, Texas.
Mundy, Texas?
Mundy, M-U-N-D-A-Y, Texas.
I didn't know that. What was he like?
He's a good man. My grandmother was always the same way. She always doing stuff for you all the time.
What were their names?
Huh?
What were their names?
Grandfather's name was Ardell, and my grandmother's name was Laura.
Okay. Alright, next question. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Well, one of the teachers that I can remember would be my biology teacher. I hated biology. His name was Mr. Kendall. He's probably the only teacher that I remember his name of my school years. I didn't dislike him that much, but as much as I hated biology, I think he passed me just to get me out of class.
Well, that's coming from a smart guy right there. What grade did you take biology?
I was in the 11th grade, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And like I say, the only reason he passed me, I think, was to get me out of class. So he wouldn't have to have me again.
Were you a bad student or just like...
No, I wasn't a bad student. I just hated biology. And he knew I did. I knew I did. I saw no reason for biology. All those little microbes were crawling around and it just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that sounds about like me. All right. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
Geez, my childhood. I was always doing or making something in my childhood. I could get a new toy or I could get a new anything. And usually the first thing I'd do is tear it apart to see how it worked and put it back together and play with it then. And that's mostly what I did was I fixed things, I repaired things, I played with things. It always intrigued me more to figure out how things worked than it did just to play with them.
Huh. What's one toy that you remember taking apart?
I took a clock apart one time. Just because... No reason, just because I wanted to. I just took the silly thing apart and piece by piece and put it back together, and I'd be damned if it didn't work. So I just kept taking things apart to see if they'd work when I put them back together. They did, most of the time. Very few times did I ever take something apart that it didn't work or I couldn't fix it.
Like the clock.
Like the clock.
You think you can do it now?
Yeah. Yeah, I have no doubt I could do it now.
Oh, that's funny. What are you most grateful for?
I am most grateful for my health and for my family. I'd do anything for them, and I think they all probably know that. And that's what I live for.
I like that answer. How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as a good husband, a good father, and a good grandfather, and great grandfather, and as far as it goes. That's what I want to be remembered for.
All right. What are your hopes and wishes for my children and for me?
I hope that you grow up to be a very good, kind, generous man. And that you respect everybody for what they are and who they are.
question from my children.
For my children?
My children.
Oh, for your children. The same thing. Good, healthy life. Hope their life is better than what yours was.
And that's the end of my recording.
All right.